Sunday, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whenever it is you're listening to the Drivecast. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Paul from Marion, and today we are coming off of week two of the Prodigal series, where we have seen there isn't just one lost son, there are actually two. The younger brother was lost far from home, but the older brother, he was lost right at home. And the root of his lostness, if you will, is really a prideful heart, a self-righteous heart, that believes the father owes him as a result of his obedience. And what the older brother really has missed is a relationship and a desire for his father. Not what his father can give him, but who his father is. And as a result, he's really rejected his father, and he is just as lost as the younger brother is. His lostness just, well, it looks different. In connection with this, our writing team does such a good job with devotional content, and you can find that on the LifePoint Ohio app. Select that Drivecast button, and in the notes, you'll see devotional content. And so from the devotional content, just a couple of quick things that I think are helpful for us. 2 Samuel 11, 6 through 27 is the text. We looked at David's life last week on Wednesday. We look at his life once again this week. And in this particular section of David's life, this is after Bathsheba has told him that she's pregnant. And so David, really, he is in self-protection mode at this point. David's goal is to preserve his reputation and try and get away with taking another man's wife. And so his strategy to do that, which is just like when you read it, it's like, dude, this is so broken, so messed up. He brings Uriah, who is Bathsheba's husband, off from the battlefield. He asks Uriah, hey, you know, how's the battle going? How are things out at war? And then he really encourages Uriah to go see his wife. And he sends him one day, and Uriah's like, no, I'm not going to go in. You know, he says in verse 11, the ark in Israel and Judah dwell in booths, and my lord Joab and the servants of my lord are camping in an open field. Shall I then go to my house to eat, to drink, and to lie with my wife? As you live and as your soul lives, I will not do this thing. David then tries again. He gets him drunk, tries to send him to his. Uriah refuses once again. And so then David concocts this plan, and his plan is incredibly wicked. Verse 14, in the morning, David wrote a letter to Joab and sent it by the hand of Uriah. So Uriah delivers this letter, by the way. In the letter, he wrote, set Uriah in the forefront of the hardest fighting and then draw back from him that he may be struck down and die. Uriah delivers his own death sentence. And so then, okay, how does this relate or connect to the story of the older brother? I think what's really helpful for us to see is that the older brother had everything. He had proximity to his father. Everything his father had, as the father says, was his. And yet he allowed pride to seep into his heart, and he began to look after his own interests versus the interests of the father. And so then pride really begins to bear many fruits. Pride is the root of self-righteousness, or self-righteousness then therefore is the fruit of pride. Then we see resentment sort of seep in, and so we can think of resentment being the fruit of self-righteousness. If somebody gets something that we want, but they get it instead. And so you can sort of follow this this path. We then look at how the older brother, he responds to his younger brother as the father throws this party for his younger brother's return. Verse 28 tells us back in Luke 15, but he was angry, speaking of the older brother, and refused to go in. So we can say rejection is really the fruit of resentment. And so we see this all sort of stemming off of pride. And so then for us, I think it's helpful to be thoughtful and ask the Lord maybe to reveal areas in our lives where we are functioning and acting in pride, where that pride is maybe leading to self-righteousness, self-righteousness leading to resentment, resentment leading to outright rejection, and really rejection leading to spiritual death. And so would we then ask the Lord, reveal areas in my life where I'm prideful and work those out of me so that I would be overjoyed for what you are overjoyed for, God. That I would be overjoyed when people come to repentance and when people surrender their lives to Christ. And I would dedicate and commit my life to that great work. And that I would understand, I would be fueled by not a, I'm going to do this so that God will love me, but I would be fueled and driven by the reality that what I deserve personally is the wrath of God against my sin. What I deserve personally is to be cast out into the outer darkness. But instead, because of his great mercy, Jesus says, I desire to take upon his sin, Paul's sin, and I desire to take the punishment that Paul deserves. And I'm going to do that. And then through faith, a trusting that Jesus has taken the penalty that I deserve, would that root out any pride in me? Would that root out any self-righteousness in me? Would I repent of that? Would we repent of that? And would we then have clarity for the work that God is doing? And would we then ask him to allow us to be a part of that great work for his glory, for our good? And so to that end, this morning, afternoon, evening, again, whenever you're listening to the Drivecast, let's pray about that. Let's ask God to root out self-righteousness and pride in us. And then let's just be excited and looking forward with anticipation in how God is going to work in and through that. Lord, we do ask that you would work and root out, make known to us any pride that exists in our lives that may look like being frustrated when we see other people getting blessings. Maybe being angry when something isn't going right for us. Maybe thinking in our head, maybe we don't want to admit it out loud, but God, I deserve this. I've done this for you. You do this for me. That is a check engine light to pride in our hearts. And so would we confess that to you? Would we repent of it? Would we turn from it and no longer function and think in those ways? But we need your Holy Spirit to work in us for those things to happen. And so we ask with confidence that you will convict us and that you will root out pride, self-righteousness within us as we fix our eyes on the cross, understanding that we cannot save ourselves, but you, Jesus, you are our source of salvation. The only way to the Father is through you, Jesus. And so we say thank you for your sacrifice on our behalf. Lord, we love you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen.